I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from downtown Chengdu, China. It's a modern city of 14 million people. Skyscrapers, apartment houses, and business parks are going up left and right. Chengdu literally throbs with the energy from the myriad of manufacturing and high-tech complexes. Presently, the Chinese purchase one-third of the new automobiles manufactured in the world. And it appears, based on the impacted freeways, highways, and byways, that the citizens of Chengdu are doing their part to keep the stats going up. But it's not the modern China that attracts me. Each time I come for a visit, I make a point to seek out the old and the ancient China, a world that still very much exists. As much as the Chinese are quick to lead the pack with their obsession with iPhones and selfie sticks, they have not lost their reverence for the ancient ways. Whether it's a trek to a sacred mountain laden with Buddhist temples or a weekend retreat to a truly ancient town, the Chinese very much embrace their history. And when I say history, I'm talking in thousand-year increments. On a visit to the Forbidden City, I noticed a pagoda gracing a distant hillside. I asked my Chinese guide, Brian, "How old is that pagoda?" Brian brushes off my inquiry with a, "Oh, that one only 1,000 years old," like it was a new model, not even worthy of discussion. Even though there are sacred sites dotted across China, I did not expect to find a tranquil park honoring great kings, ministers, generals, and more over the past 1,800 years in the heart of Chengdu. We stepped through an arched gate off a main arterial thoroughfare in the midst of town, and were inside the tranquil Dufu Kao Teng Park. An understated centerpiece, tucked in a far corner, is a thatched-hut cottage surrounded by ponds and dreamy forests of bamboo. I'm with my friend and interpreter, Mavis Lu Mei. We have just walked through the gate of the Dufu thatched cottage's front yard. Dufu lived 1,200 years ago, but one would think on first glance that he had departed his cottage for the last time less than a century ago. Dufu remains embraced and cherished as one of China's most sacred and revered poets. More than 1,500 of his poems survive to this day, and his poetry is still studied and memorized by students in schools today. Mavis Lu Mei.
This is Mavis. I'm come from China.
And where are we in China today?
Oh, now we are in Chengdu. It's the southwest of China, but it's a big city also.
So you're not too far from Tibet.
Oh, yeah. We are quite close to Tibet, just nearby.
Right now, we're in the middle of the city, downtown, but we're in a beautiful park. It feels like we're in the country. For a giant city with zillion cars and high-rise buildings, you would never guess that something like this would be here.
That's true. This one actually located near the Second Ring Road, which is really downtown area. And this thatched cottage is built to remember our famous poet, whose name is Du Fu.
He lived here a long time ago. How long ago?
In Tang Dynasty, around 1,200 years ago, he only lived here around 4 years, but he wrote over 200 poems here.
Isn't that amazing that for so long ago, people still remember him?
Yeah, he's a very important poet in China history, one of the most famous poets in China. In the very beginning, he was an official.
For the government?
Yeah, for the government. Then there was a rebellion. A rebellion happened, you know, in this country. So he came to this place. And also, he was not an official anymore. That's why his life just getting poor. And also, during that time, he started to concern about the life of this country. So concerned a lot about the country and also for the poor people.
So that was the subject of a lot of his poems?
Yeah. He wrote lots of poems about the poor people. and the destiny of the country.
Did you study him when you were in school? Did you read his poems?
Yes. We've studied some poetry, right? Wrote by him, even today in school.
When you read his poems, did they touch you?
Yes, I've touched by his poems very much. You could see in that time, for example, he wrote a poem about his thatched cottage. It's about a night, it was raining, dark and windy, and even his roof was flow away. And also he said, if only I could have lots of houses, I could help lots of people to live in this good house.
So this thatched house that we see here today is a newer recreation based on what they think his house was like, right?
Actually, it's the exact location of the old cottage over there. But as you said, it's rebuilt. The old one was too old, getting too apart, almost apart now. So we need to rebuild that, redecorate that.
This park, who owns it? Is it the city of Chengdu that owns this park?
Yeah, it belongs to the government.
Entrance fee?
It's a good question. Actually, we need to pay to come inside. Most of the sites in China, we need to pay.
But it's not too much, right?
I think not too much, because the government, they need to, hire people.
Yes, to maintenance. Yeah. But that's true everywhere.
I've been to other countries also. Their price is normally not as high as China.
But yet there are a lot of people here. Are a lot of the people that you see, do you think they're from Chengdu? Or a lot of them on holiday from other parts of China?
Actually, they come from all over the country. Also Chengdu. If Chengdu people, they have friends to come to visit them, they also will take them to here, this area.
Can you get something to eat here? Do they have any food, or do you go outside to go to a restaurant?
Actually, they do have some food here, but not a real big restaurant. Just maybe some snacks and a drink here. But outside, nearby, is a very pretty park, because here is the downtown area. Lots of fancy, nice, and expensive restaurants here.
And it's hard to believe that just 500 yards away is a bustling city with buses and commuting.
Yeah. Actually, here you could hard to imagine that. We have the big building, tall buildings, cars, subways, just maybe the next street, just outside this wall.
Thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome. Honored too. Thank you.
It's my honor. What a pleasure. Thanks, Mavis.
Thank you, Tom.
Xie xie.
Yeah, xie xie.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.